Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, October 4th, 2016. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
Hello, Zimbabwe, and I am Chioni Sojani. Today we are revisiting the issue of graduates who continue to face a breaking future in the staggering levels of unemployment.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us again directly on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution.
We are also streaming live on Facebook and on our websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and on www.voandebele.com. Zimbabwe's institutions of higher learning continue to churn out thousands and thousands of graduates each year who unfortunately face a bleak future due to almost non-existent job prospects and the worsening economic situation. More than 3,000 people, most of them youths, graduated from the University of Zimbabwe last week, with President Robert Mugabe presiding over the ceremony that was marred by protests. About four graduates waved banners in Mr. Mugabe's face demanding jobs. They were arrested and spent a night in jail.
One of them is former University of Zimbabwe Students Representative President Tonderai Dombo, who will be joining us shortly. Among other guests, this is your show. Let's get connected.
Lichona njani zulukandaba ikuhlangana lokhu kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje nje sithe sibuyele muva sikhangele udaba oluqhubeka luhlupha elizweni udaba lwabasakhulayo abaqeda izifundo emakolishini lasema-universities lapha kodwa basuke babhekane lodubo lokusilela kwemisebenzi. Eliyazi yasilela imisebenzi elizweni amankampani aqhubeka evala nanku umnotho ungamanga kuhle. Sibonile ngeviki edluleyo kugraduata ama-students izifundi abafunda bedlula inkulungwane ezintathu 3,000 e-coalition le-University of Zimbabwe. Abaningi babo bahlezi nje kathesi kabalayo imisebenzi. Omunye wabo silaye kuhlelo sizabalaye kusikhatshana esilandelayo khona bakuhlelo uTonderai Dombo ongomunye wabafunda babotshiweyo ku-graduation ceremony ye-UZ lesikhuluma ngayo ngemva kokuphakamisa ibhakane phambi kukaMgabe sithi yena akusizi ukuthi abantu befunde basuke baswele imisebenzi waye sithi ke baba Mgabe sicela imisebenzi. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje kwaziwa ebatereri chirongwa ndechenyu chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya iri kuramba ichinesa munyika nyaya magraduates vadzidzi vanopedza zvidzidzo zvavo asi vanozoshaya chekubata vanozoshaya mabasa. Takaona sondora fura pachi graduate ma students anokwana 3 anodarika 3000 pa University of Zimbabwe kutaura kunoku vakawanda vacho vari kuti remangwana harina kujeka harina kumira zvakanaka nenyaya yekuti mikana yemabasa munyika hapatorina zvachose. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kukurukura Nezwayo Nasi. And joining us, we have a special guest in studio, and that's Meshack Gondo of the organization National Association of Youth Organization, organizations rather, NAYO. Mgoma Meshack, good evening and welcome on The Connection.
Good evening. Thank you.
You are here for the World Bank and the IMF meetings. You also of lead a youth organization. But before we jump into that, let's talk about the World Bank and the IMF meetings. What's going on?
Thank you very much. The World Bank IMF meeting is an annual meeting that is done by the Board of Directors of World Bank and IMF annually. The purpose of the meeting is to practically bring different countries together, discussing the economic policies that they are implementing under these two Bretton Woods institutions. But for the past years, we have seen the inclusion of the civil society because we have been calling for the reforms of these institutions. That's why you see this year there's a civic society policy forum that is going on, and we also have the opportunity to meet the World Bank directors. Also have the opportunity to meet the IMF directors and discuss various issues, and also the interaction with our ministers back home and the Reserve Bank governor that are representing the government. So it's quite an elaborate meeting that is very key as far as especially Africa and Zimbabwe is concerned.
So, from that civil society perspective, who would you say you have met at the World Bank and the IMF so far, and what have your deliberations been all about?
From yesterday, we have got critical and fundamental deliberations. The first meeting was with the IMF Board of Directors, whereby we were having different countries, civil society, the Global Civic Society, National Civic Society, and African Civic Society, and we have the opportunity to discuss fundamental issues. And I can say Zimbabwe was one of the countries that topped on the discussions when the directors came. And we discussed about the issue of corruption in Zimbabwe, and the approach in which the government is taking to curb the corruption that is currently bedeviling our economy. We also had the chance to also learn the comparative analysis of other countries on how they are solving corruption, the debt issues, and how also the civil society can be involved, especially in crafting critical policies that are fundamental as far as development of nations is concerned.
With what is happening, you're knowing what NAGO is all about, what is the issue with NGOs leaving Zimbabwe and with what is happening right now in the current situation?
Thank you very much. Both at NANGO, where I'm a board member representing youth, and at NAYO, you know, this is a critical situation that has been. We have been conducting different policy dialogues through the non-state actor alliance, and also interaction with IMF and World Bank at the local level. You find out that the country is going to introduce the bond notes, and without proper consultation from the public, which is a problem, which is not only problematic, but fallacious and vexatious as far as economic policies are concerned. You cannot introduce a certain policy without consultation. People, they don't have confidence with their currency. People, they don't have confidence in the economic system. So the civic society is saying the government should take a paternalistic approach, and they should take an introspective approach whereby they include the public in policy making. Whatever policy that they are going to bring in, it will have support. Right now, we are also talking of the issues of corruption. That is now a cancer in terms of our economy is concerned. And the civil society is saying, for us, yes, we are engaging the international community for the benefit of Zimbabwe, but what guarantee do we have after consulting those, having that fund, that money will be used not in juncture with what has been lended for?
Saga, zvichemo zvenyu Mgoma, mungati zviri kutambirwa sei ne makurukota ku IMF ne ku World Bank kwa masangana nawo?
Zvichemo zvedu tingati from local level we tanga tichiita misangano ne IMF ndofu 3 months ago takano sangana ne IMF the local team even the visiting delegation tichivataurira kuti zvino zvakakosha kuti kana tichiita mapolices ayavano ngavainge vachiteerera zviri kuitika and advantage yavapo iko zvino ndiye kuti IMF ne World Bank dziri part of reforming saka even in a zero takakwanisa kusangana ne representative a director representing Africa who comes from Senegal takakwanisa zvakare kumutsanangurira kuti pavarenge vachiita ma consideration in Zimbabwe issue ye rule of law inofanira kunge ichitopa issue ye governance inofanira kunge ichitopa guarantee that the money will be used even if they are going to be given that money so that was a real opportunity to meet that director and also giving the other side about the country.
Thank you, Mkoma Misheka. We will be coming back to you, but right now we are joined by our second guest, and that's Sungano Chisina, Executive Director of the organization Youth Council of Zimbabwe. That's a government leaning organization. Chisina, good evening and welcome.
How are you? Just a point of correction. I am operations director, not executive director.
Okay. Thank you about that correction. Operations director. That's Mkoma Sungano Chisina making that correction. But Chiwaniso, let's get it going with Chisina.
How are you, Mr. Chisina?
I'm okay. How are you, Chiwaniso?
I'm very well. Please tell us the work that you're doing with the youth right now in Zimbabwe.
Okay. As the Zimbabwe Youth Council, we are doing quite a lot with the youth in Zimbabwe. As you know, the Youth Council is the interface between the youth and the government in terms of mainstreaming youth participation and empowerment. So, as the Youth Council, we are currently running a number of initiatives, which includes in the construction sector, in the agriculture sector, in the industrial development sector. We are also recognizing young people through what we call the Zimbabwe Champions and Heroes of Economic Empowerment Revolution, where we are finding out young people who are excelling in their various disciplines, and then we recognize them through the Honorable Minister of Youth, Indigenization and Economic Empowerment, Honorable Patrick Shuau. So all these programs are run and supervised by the Honorable Minister.
Please stay on the line, Mr. Chisina. We are joined by our third guest, that's Tondera Idombo, a University of Zimbabwe graduate, who is among the youths who protested at the graduation ceremony last week and were arrested only to spend one night in jail. Tondera Idombo, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. Hello, Mkoma Dombo. Hello, Tondera.
Hello, the connection is a bit bad from this side. Can you just repeat the question?
Tiri kunzwa noise ibvaka pane noise kana kuti radio kana kuti uri pane vanhu vari kuita noise. Hello, Tondirai. Koshamari, taura boys zako uri kuturi pa radio. Okay, anyway, we have to cut off Tondera Idombo there because all we can hear is noise. Ameno kwa ari, but we'll be reconnecting with him. Tizokere kwa muri mkoma chisina. Timbo tarisa inyaya. I'm told by our producer that Chisina is no longer on the line. His phone just dropped, but nevertheless, we still have our in-house guest, that's Meshack Gondo. Mkoma Gondo, tichi tarisa zvakaitika svondorapfuura apo vadombo nevamwe vavo vakaratidzira pamberi pavamugave vachiti ava vamugave tokumbirawo mabasa. We are graduating, but it's crazy how there is cold. Hapana mabasa, hapana chekuita. Mungati chine izvozvo?
Tingati zvakaitwa nana dombo vanhu vechidiki vari kumiririra mamwe mayouth. Atingati zviri kusangana nemayouth. It's quite fortunate also that I was at the graduation ceremony where my wife was graduating with a master's degree, and I actually witnessed the event happening, and they zvavakangoita vakangoratidza mapepa avo kuti hakuna mabasa kunze. Chinondishamisa ndechekuti a state that claimed to be a democracy vakawanikwa vachisungwa. Ndakatovaona vane vakomana vaiva nemasutu vachibuda, munhu wese akavaona vachiendwa navo. Zvinozonyanya kushamisa ndezvekuti zvinonzi Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education vamoyo vakazotaura zvekuti degree ravo rinokwanisa kuti ribviswe. I don't know how true is that. Asi kana vakazvitaura, I tend to question kuti ndiprofesa yemachokwadi here, vasingakwanisi kuremekedza even bumbiro remutemo, rinotaura kuti even demonstration ava vairatidza zvatiri kutisangana nemayouth. What the youth are facing, hakuna mabasa kunze. My graduates, about 3,600 something, waka graduate upon University of Zimbabwe. And the mama university, arikuburitsa zvakare mama graduate. Achienda mu street, vamwe, kwa tukutotara mu street, kwa ma graduates arikubva kumusha, varikuenda kupi, kune drought, kune zvakawanda wanda. Saka, zvakaitwa na madombo ningangoti kodzero yao, the police, and whoever take them, they should be held accountable for arresting them. What I can call, they have arrested them illegally. And in those cases, they should not be forgotten, because you are just perpetuating the anarchy in the country. Already we are on a 20 state, and we really need to respect our constitutional values.
Tidzokere kwa muri mukoma sungano chisina. Tunzwa kuti muri kumhanya, muri kuti hamuna time. Saka musati mamhanya timbomubvunza. Vechidiki vakawanda tombonzwa vachigunun'una vachiita havazi kuwana rubatsiro kusangano renyu reYouth Council of Zimbabwe. Mungati chiine izvi?
Pamusoro mukoma, zita ndianizve?
Ndinoitwa Ntungamiri Ngomo.
Ntungamiri Ngomo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ndingada kuziva kuti vakasvika vakashaya rubatsiro kuYouth Council vangani, and isuwo semukaenda kana paFacebook page redu, mukaenda pawebsite yedu, mukauya unyengo muHarare kana kumaprovinsi akasiyana-siyana, munotiwana tiripo tichipa rubatsiro. Rubatsiro rwatinogona kunge tisingapi. Maybe nderokuti hatina mari, vanhu vanogona kungouya vachiti tiri kuda mari, but hatinenge tisina mari. Totaura izvo kuti munokwanisa kunobatsirwa kumabanks kana kuti munokwanisa kubatsirwa kune mamwe mapazi ehurumende. So what we do is we refer them to where they can get access. As Youth Council, hatigone kubatsira munhu wese in terms of instant support, but tinokurifeyai kwamunokwanisa kubatsirwa. Saka handizivi kuti vanouya vachishaya rubatsiro vanenge vachida rubatsiro rwakaita sei uye ndevapi. Ndingada kuziva, asi isusu sekuziva kwedu tinobatsira vese vanenge vauya vatishanyira kana vachida rubatsiro. Notioni kuti vanouya, tinogona tine yatinoti interface nevanhu. Tinotaura navo paFacebook, tinotaura navo paWhatsApp, tinotaura navo pafoni. Hazvirevi kuti vanofanira kungouya kumahofisi kwedu chete, asi kana vaine zvavanoda kubatsirwa zvinoenderana nevechidiki, izvozvo takasununguka kurifeya kwavanokwanisa kubatsirwa, kana kuti kuvabatsira chiripo ripo pane zvatinokwanisa kuvabatsirawo saizvozvo. Sezvanataura paya kwekutanga kuti titori nemaprograms atiri kuita aripo ekuti kana vachiteerera zvatinenge tichiita kana kuti vachiverengawo zvatinenge tichiita vanokwanisa kuwana rubatsiro irworwo. Watiri kunyanyopa rubatsiro rwakawanda izvezvizvi rwakanangana ne yatanga tichitaura nezvayo yezimchie yatingatiyo. Tiri kuti vechidiki vari kuita mabasa akasiyana-siyana, tiri kuvapa mukana wekuti vaonekwe kunze uko nemakambani akasiyana-siyana nemabazi ehurumende akasiyana-siyana. Muchaona kuti minista wedu vari kufamba nzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana vachitarisa mabasa ari kuitwa nevechidiki, ovatora mabasa iwayo oitwa showcase kwakasiyana-siyana. So iyoyo ndio linkage yatiri kupa iyoyo, tiri kuva exposa kune zvakasiyana-siyana. Ndo rubatsiro rwatiri kupa rwakasiyana-siyana saizvozvo. Saka handizivi kuti vanouya kwatiri vachiti vashaya rubatsiro vanenge vachida rwakaita sei.
Saka munowanikwa kupi chaizvo vachisina? Apa ndikubvunzira kuti kana varipo vechidiki vakaterera vasingazivi kuti munowanikwa kupi, mugona kuvabatsira neruzivo iroro?
Maita basa mukoma mutungamiri. Tinowanikwa yatingati head office muzinda wedu uri muguta reHarare panonzi paCall House mu-60 floor. Call House inowanikwa panosangana road inonzi Nelson Mandela na Park Street padhuze neinonzi Construction House kana kuti Agribank. Iyo ndo head office. Tikaenda kumaprovinces kwedu ese ari 10 tine maofficers variko vatinoti maprovincial managers variko kumahofisi akasiyana-siyana. Vamwe vari pamahofisi ehurumende ari eministry of youth vane hofisi dzavo ipapo, vamwewo vane mahofisi akasiyana-siyana. Ikoko ndinogona kuzokutumira izve maadress acho kuti pandiri izvozvi ndogona kusanga ndine maadress asi kumaprovinsi ese maprovincial capitals tiriko takamirira seZimbabwe Youth Council munoenda muchinobatsirwa. Toenda kumadistricts, Zimbabwe Youth Council haingoshandiri yega, inoshanda iri pasi pe-Ministry of Youth. Saka zvinoreva izvokuti ma-district youth development officers edu ari kumadistricts ese enyika vanokwanisa kukubatsirai pane zvinokonzena Zimbabwe Youth Council. Vanayo information yose iyoyo uye vanokwanisa kurifeyai kwakasiyana-siyana kana muchida kubatsirwa. Saka ndo kubatsira kwatinoita. Asi paFacebook pedu mukaenda Zimbabwe Youth Council mukataipa munosvika ipapo motibvunza mibvunzo tinokupindurai chiripo ripo. Mukaendazve pawebhusaiti yedu munokwanisazve kuwana rubatsiro saizvozvo. Even paTwitter chaipo tiripowo zvakare, munouya muchikanda mibvunzo yenyu nemhinduro muchidziwana.
Aha, Ngumnumzana Sungano Chisina, Operations Director wenhlanganiso ye-Youth Council of Zimbabwe okuyinhlanganiso kahulumende. Uyalandisa-ke lapho ngoncedo abalupha abasakhulayo. Uyatsho ukuthi bayenelisa ukuxhumanisana abasakhulayo abangelamsebenzi lamankampani kwamanye amazwe, bathole amathuba bakhona ukuthola imisebenzi. Yilo-ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje nxa lisanda sixhuma uhlelo The Connection. Udaba ngolwabasakhulayo abaqeda izifundo basuke baswele okokwenza ngoba kungela msebenzi elizweni.
Mr. Chisina,
ndikunzwayo
mukutinzwa. You said that you are assisting young people in showcasing their talents. Is there any way that you are facilitating them to get funds for their projects?
Okay, we value their talent first. We not only assist in terms of financing, but what we want to do first is to identify those who are excelling in whatever they are doing. As you are aware that the current economic environment is not that we have so much to offer in terms of financing, but there are linkages. If you take time, maybe on Sunday evening, like 7 p.m., you will see panning on the Simba Savannah. There are young people there who are showcasing whatever they are doing to a panel of venture capitalists who then finance it. So what we then do is, those who are doing well, we can then refer them to financial assistance sources. Because as Youth Council, we don't have a fund per se, but we are a stakeholder in the youth sector who can then refer young people to where they can get assistance. But first, the initial screening of some sort is done at the Youth Council to say, we identify you and your talent, or we identify you and what you are excelling in. Then we link you to the sources of financing, but not directly funded by the Youth Council, but linked by the Youth Council.
So in a scenario where you have more than 3,000 graduates graduating with great talent, how do you screen in that situation?
Okay, I assume that these graduates, before even they graduate, they should be able to do some projects profiling of some sort as part of their curricula. And entrepreneurship development is also part of the curricula. It therefore means if you are an artist, or if you are in the arts, or if you are graduating with an arts degree, there is some talent that you have, and you are already doing something which may not need money per se. If you are currently drawing, or if you are currently attached to maybe the Arts Council or the National Art Gallery, if you are visiting there, you are already doing some form of work that you are doing. Then we take you through the mentorship program. We have mentorship programs where we link those young people who have got specific talent to specific business persons who have already excelled in that respect. For example, in the arts sector, we can then connect you to the likes of Dominic Benura. You know, they can then be your mentors. If you are in agriculture sector, there are vast opportunities. If you are in the engineering sector, for example, there are also opportunities that are linked with that to engineering. So we work with what you have. For example, if you have done a project in your dissertation and you have excelled, and then we work with that. So we want you to have something that you have started already, those who we call the entrepreneurs, because this is an age where we are looking at, not looking at formal employment soon after graduating, but we are looking at those who can create the employment that we need. We appreciate, we know everything, everyone knows that there are no jobs currently, but we have to create the jobs that we require. So we are working with those young people who have capacities and capabilities to create jobs. So if you are doing your artwork and you can employ the next person to assist you, if you are in agriculture, you can employ the next person to assist you. It therefore means that you are now a pillar in terms of employment creation. And then we find ways of assisting you, working with our parent ministry, working with other ministries, because you know the Ministry of Sport, Medium Enterprises, Ministry of Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development, they've got quite a number of facilities that they can assist. But the initial stage is that, do you have an idea of what you want to do? If you have that idea, then we take it further. But I appreciate that not all the 3,000 graduates have ideas. Some are looking for employment. So for those who are looking for employment, I guess the issue is that they need to wait for those who can create employment so that they be employed.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma chisina, ndabonza kuti manga muchida kumhanyira samwe. Saka aiwa, tinotenda munogona kumhanya henyu mukoma sungano chisina, uyezve tinotenda nekuva muchirongwa nhasi.
Tatenda mukoma mutungamiri, muwane usiku hwakanaka. Hameno ikoko kuchena here kana kuno kwasviba manje?
Masikati kuno kuma 3 o'clock.
Zakanaka, Mwanizu, Arakanaka.
Iwa denot, and that's Mkoma Sungano Chisina, Operations Director of the government quasi organization Youth Council of Zimbabwe. Tisatita zoga kwamuri Mkoma Gondo. Timbotora va tereri sitate umlaleli umnumzana Joe Emberengwa va Joe Magadi.
Ndiripo edu Magadiyo.
Aiwa tinofara zvakamira sei zvino kumberengwa uko?
Ah zvina umira zvakanaka mviri wari sikuru kunza kuti ava munotaura navo vanotokukreita majob 3000 vakuchikoro vasina kana tariro tagara tine more and more vanhu vari kutodzidza vasina magraduate vari kutoshaya basa zvinhu zvakatonyanya kuoma.
Saka rogadziriswa sei dambudziko racho iri vazhou nekuti dambudziko riri kuenderera mberi ka munyika kutaura zvino tiri kutaura nemagraduates 3000 from one university. Saka you can imagine kuti per year vangani vanhu vanograduata from mauniversities ese across Zimbabwe. Toita sei?
Izvi zvotoda new government nokuti ndiyo ingatovuya nemanhingi manyowani iripo yatonyanyisa kukonwa ichatita wese nyika yatofa.
Saka totarisira muna 2018 pachaitwa sarudzo ipapo.
Totarisira 2018 zvinotofunga vamwe zviya zvokuti pafane pane imwe hurumende inofanira yakabata bekuti kusvika 2018 nemabhondi nota akuuya tatonunga zvose nemuromo.
Aiwa tinotenda Mukoma Joe nekupinda muchirongwa nhasi.
Maita yenyu first time from 2002.
Go indava munombotumira here mashoko kuti timufonere?
Taedza numbers dzatingabati tazodzibatawo manje manje vonenya kuti mafoni atakushandisa kwezvino avaichimanje manje.
Aiwa saka ticharamba tichimufonera vazho mupinde muchirongwa.
Mungaita zvei mungaita ndokunonzi tembere inenge yatumba kutuma chibva watuma zvose nembiro.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma wangu that was Mr. Joe Kuluma Esemberengwa chioniso kulo mlaleli wesibili une mumwe muterere. Silo mlaleli wesivili lapha uFios Nkomo Ebram kutichi Nkomo kunjani ba?
Hayi
siyaphila kunjani Ebram?
Sikhulu mkhondo nyana man.
Yebo kithi ungaphi kwakhona?
Ngisevulilima.
Ibulilimi banzi Nkomo ngapi kwakona?
Emaplotini lawa ase somnene isifaka amazantama.
Okay, hayi siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo Nkomo. Kusiphathise.
Mina ngicabanga wami uthi wona kulabantwana abaningi abaphuma khonapho ema-universities begraduatile njalo babefundile sila abantu banawaze nama-degree okuthi bangakwanisa ukurana amanye amakhampani amakhulu sini. Kodwa-ke uye kuthole ukuthi indawo ezinjengama-parasitas njengabozesa o-G n b obani bani kulama-political appointees khona phana abanye abantu ababe ngekho qualified kahle kahle ukuthi bengarana izinto but uyetholeukuthi abantwana abantwana abaku-university bayaswela imisebenzi bana abantu bana abangaprasetas abana kabakhitshwe lawa abantu kungene la abantwana labana kudala abasebenza njalo amakhampani ala ayabehlula sekungene abantwana abethola ama-chance yokusebenza.
Hhayi sile themba balalela bakuhulumende Nkomo bazayilandela inkuthazo yakho.
Yebo, siyabonga.
Uba bulise khona ngabe Bram.
Baba.
Ngithi babingelele khona ngapho Nkomo.
Ngizababingelela kakhulu, nani libabingelela abanye khona ngapho ku Studio 7. Siyajabula kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga.
Siyazithanda kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga Nkomo. That was Fierce Nkomo ekhuluma ese Plumtree. Kutichi kubuhe sithathe umlaleli wesithathu lapha dina Mkoma Blessing. Mkoma Blessing makadi. Hello Mkoma Blessing. I think Blessing I've lost Mkoma Blessing there. Tizoge right in the studio. Mkoma Gondo. Manzo akavari kutaura vanhu.
Yeah, sure.
Zvizva pane zvamungada kutaura here nemashoko ambotaura nava chisina kana kuti nevatereri vari kupinda muchirongwa nasi.
Yeah, chokwadi. Tinoti pataura vachisina ndofunga it's a general consensus vachisina vambotaura nyaya kuti zviri kuzikanwa kuti hakuna mabasa saka wakaona even ma quasi government organization se musangano wedu nekuti ndiwe government Zimbabwe Youth Council which acknowledge zvishuwa hakuna mabasa. It's a clear message also to the government within that it's zvino zvakutenderana nemunhu wese kuti hakuna mabasa. Ndingati patasvika apa tasvika patingati pa crisis level. Masvondo akapera takabuditsa gwaro yatingati statement yataitaura kuti there is now more than 90% of youth unemployment inova inova crisis in a particular nation nenyaya tirukurukura zvakare iri kutaurwa neva vabva kutaura vachitaura vachiti zvoni mabasa hakuna magraduates ari kubuda achienda mu street government haisi kuda kuti itore yatingati ma steps towards resolving that. Asi takatarisa ma policies avo vakavimbisa kuti tichange tichipa 2.2 million jobs as a campaigning manifesto. Out of 2.2 million jobs, you find out, I think there were more than 300,000 jobs which were lost. So we are actually in the negative, whereby ndo zvimwe zvatirikurukura even kuno ku Washington IMF. Ma policies IMF akazvakare. Asi friendly to even to the state of Zimbabwe. Why not we have chiti tai staff monitoring program. Staff monitoring program yekuti hakuna acha employ wane hurumende. Staff monitoring program yekuti izvo dei yaitarisa zvekubvisa ma ghost workers. Hakuna ghost worker akabviswa. Ku Ministry of Youth kwavachisina kwete ku Zimbabwe Youth Council, ku Ministry of Youth tichine ma youth officer aya anongobhadharwa kupera kwemwedzi kupera kwebhata hakuna zvavari kuita ndo ma ghost worker taitarisira kuti abviswe. Asi tiri kuona kuti hurumende iri kutamba cats and dog na IMF ichiti tabvisa ma ghost workers ichibvisa ma teacher ari kutoticha vanin'ina vedu muzvikoro zvinova zviri zvinhu zvinosuwisa. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti ma graduates ari kungoramba achingograduate havana kwekuenda. Saka tingati at this juncture, the position that we are at, it's like the youth, they are now between the devil and the hell. So the issue is, it's up to them to run to the devil or to the hell. You know, it's a very complicated situation when you are between that. So I don't know if the government, if it's going to choose to be the devil or the hell, but these are two precarious situations that are not good for our state. And the youth are very close to government. Ngai gadzirise zvino chipachine mukana. Iyo uripo wekuti zvoni vanhu vazvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka nekuti sezvati kutaura kuti wakaiswa pa between the hard rock ne fire zvinopesira pane civil strife my youth vakuchiratidzira zvakanyanya zvekuti hazvizobudi zvakanaka mukati menyika yedu.
Wow. And so what I'd like to ask you is what initiatives are you doing right now in terms of NAGO to curb this situation of unemployment in Zimbabwe, working with the other NGOs?
Okay, both at NAGO youth sector level and at NAGO youth sector level, we've got different clusters that we work with. We've got about four clusters, but let me elucidatively talk the Tower Panyaye cluster, yeah, development effectiveness, you know, capacity building. To the young people, Ishakare ichi not only linking to entrepreneurship but also capacity building in terms of linking to various opportunities, be it some they want to go to universities, but the outcome you find out that the outcome will come back to no jobs. We also been doing some actually practical projects through an organization called DVV by giving what you call seed capital, and we've been doing that, and we are also the initiators of a project called Young Farmers Club that we handed over to the Zimbabwe Youth Council, which we believe it's our body. We don't deny that. And like what Mr. Chisina was saying, it's a very open body that allows people to get in. But there are issues that are also there, like the issue of, the leader that is there currently. If we have leaders like Chisina leading the Zimbabwe Youth Council, not complain, but the current director is more political than a leader. It's not. It's supposed to be a leader who lead a non-political, but is a partisan, not political. Political does not matter, but not to discuss about a personal issue. But what we are talking about is we've been doing that. The young farmers clubs, we've been capacitating them, and these are the young people which want to vanda shokita shokorima, vanda kuita shoku shavanenga vachi vamwaneka vachipfuwa huku vachiita zvakasiyana siyana. So these are some of the issues. Currently we've been involving in a project whereby we are taking entrepreneurs to, we have got a program, The Road to Nairobi, that is going to happen in Kenya. So in partnership with the Bridges, Building Bridges Foundation, last week we had a conference in Shitungwiza. We brought about 11 entrepreneurs that are going to be supported. We are going to take them to Kenya, including the Green Studio, if you've heard them. They are doing quite well, the young people. And they are going to meet other young people from across the continent and the world. We are coordinating that. Nayo is a global coordinator in Civic Society Partnership for Effective Development. And those projects, actually, they are covering a small. But the government has got the huge mandate to make sure that young people are employed. Let me elucidate further, just briefly, in terms of the government mandate as far as employment is concerned. If you look at the current situation bedeviling our economy, we are finding a situation whereby the only open for employment, I think they've closed again, is the police and the CIO. You know, I remember I meet most of my friends. They told me, long back we used to know that if someone is intelligent, you cannot know. But they are all absorbed by the intelligence because they are not going there to save the nation, but they are going there because there is no job. Also, the police. Look at a situation whereby someone from 2000 hasn't been employed. Asatambo or anabasa. We are in 2016. Someone was 25 years. We have a 40-year-old who hasn't got a job. Truly speaking, that is the predicament and the situation that you are in Zimbabwe. He's no longer a youth. So that one will never appreciate to become a citizen. That's why as young people we are calling, very soon we will no longer be young people. And it's so sad. Like what I said, it's a disturbing situation in which government has to declare that a crisis, you have to come to dialogue and to swallow the pride before it get out of the end.
Go ahead. You
touched something very important there. You said that there is a lot of youth going outside of the country. And although you're talking about the projects, Ntunga, don't you think that's one of the issues that are causing our nation to depredate because of a lot of brain drain that is going to get all the intelligent people going to migrating to the diaspora and settling there and not coming back? And so what would you say about that?
Oh, that's for me as a co-host. I mean, it's very unfortunate, and you cannot build a country when all the brains are going out. Very intelligent people, very smart people, are going out, and still we have, very extraordinarily smart people in Zimbabwe who unfortunately are not putting their cleverness, their intelligence to productive use because there's no jobs for them.
And you find out that lots of them are settling for less. Someone who has studied maybe in sociology has decided no, because there's an opportunity to go out of the country and settle maybe as a maid or a gardener instead of what they have acquired their skill for. So what could you say about that issue, sir?
And before you respond, we once had a discussion around the same issue, and we were talking about, you know, thousands and thousands of college and university graduates in Zimbabwe. I think it's more than 4,000 who are now members of a vendors association in Zimbabwe and in Harare. I remember there was this ZANU-PF guy on the show, and he was like, there's nothing wrong with a university graduate being a vendor. And I thought, that's a law. You know, that's probably one of the dumbest things I ever heard, because if you go to college, if you go to university, it means you are aiming higher. And you don't aim higher by graduating, then you go down to become a vendor. Am I wrong?
And also remembering, Tunga, about that issue of the young ladies who went to Kuwait and found themselves entrapped by the different employment opportunities that didn't turn so well. So what can you then help us with that?
That's very true. What you have alluded to, the thing to offer human capital has to be directed to the actual cause. If someone is a psychologist, he has to contribute effectively to the psychological phenomenon of a nation. If someone is an economist, he has to contribute to the development effectiveness of a country. The same with a medical doctor. There is a deficiency or a shamble when a medical doctor is now found doing is now an economist or selling in the shop. That's the situation we are about. A lawyer becoming a teacher, you know. So this is the situation that we are in Zimbabwe. And also, as you talk about the vendors, that someone has alluded to the fact that it's normal. I think that is very sad. As far as our nation is concerned, we should be above that to defend the political position. We should be objective, like what other departments of the government and political actors are saying, to say this is the real situation that we have. The problem that we are having in terms of young people and people in Zimbabwe is we don't want to be above board to say this is the challenges that we are facing as a nation. How do we solve them? There are no jobs. Graduates are coming from colleges, are becoming vendors. It's real. Right now, if you go to the street of Zimbabwe, I was in Zimbabwe last week, I'm talking from a practical perspective. You will find our mothers, our brothers and sisters sleeping on the pavement after selling vegetable. Because if they go back, they don't have money to go back to there. These are the vendors. And this is a sad situation. And the police in the morning, the council police, they come and beat them. What kind of a nation is that? You tend to question, unotobvunza kuti vanhu vachine moyo here vana Savior achine moyo here, the minister is silent about that. So it's very sad. What we are saying, we should be above the political positions that we have and say, this is the situation that is bedeviling our country. How best can we move? How can we solve? Zimbabwe is not the first nation to face that challenges. What we need to do is we need to come back as a people together and say these are the challenges, unless we are going to destabilize further our country ourselves.
Indeed. They wambo taura mkoma gondo kuti azimai vako vakanga varipo pa graduation ku UZ last week, and you were there, you witnessed the protests that took place. Ko vari kushanda azimai vako vakawatowana basa?
Yes, she's doing my master. She's a teacher. Yes.
That's good. And I'm pretty sure you look at her, you're like, at least we're blessed, right? Looking at those other thousands and thousands who have nowhere to tend to for a living.
Sure. That's very sad.
Indeed, and tangatine mtereri wedu vakuda parunare, asi runare rwavo hanzi rwakata, but we are trying to reconnect with him. Wambotaura iwewe mkoma misheki kuti ma policies a IMF, a World Bank, parizvino azi kunyatso kufambirana neZimbabwe azi kutsigira zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Masangano maviri aya angabatsira sei panyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa munyika panyaya yekumusidzira upfumi hwenyika?
That's very true. Those are institutions akakosha mubudiriro yenyika. They are so important. The IMF itself focuses more on the aid itself, giving aid or giving grants to the nation. Anokwanisa kubatsira kana takavane ma systems first at a country level. We are raising these issues to say the system, there should be transparent so that if we are clear our debt, Zimbabwe right now has got about 10 billion in terms of its external debt, and also it have got also internal debts. If it is cleared and there are proper policies that allow implementation, this can create, there could be a reconstruction in terms of infrastructure, there will be resuscitation of industry. Going back to World Bank, where they've got a broader mandate of, they've got a Department of Reconstruction, they've got even a Department in Human Capital. This can help in terms of injecting funds to our economy. The re-engagement for Zimbabwe, what I can say, is a very positive, whereby it will help in resuscitating our economy. Apart from that, also using the local resources. But we need to put adequate mechanisms that know there will be no loopholes in terms of leaking of resources. There will be no loopholes in terms of illicit financial flows. We are talking of 15 billion missing. And in IMF and World Bank, we are saying we've got about 10 billion. Debt, but we have put our own 15 billion that we failed to manage. So to what guarantee if IMF and World Bank give money right now? I don't think this is the right time for us to receive that. Yes, we might clear our debts at this, but this is not the right time, because if the 15 billion answer is not answered, how are we going to make sure that the 10 billion that we are going to receive from IMF is going to be used properly? So those are some of the questions that we need to keep into play that and also now there's issue of human rights issue.
That's yes. A fundamental issue which I was about to raise, Mkomagondo. But before we proceed, hold your horses there while we take a listener. Umnumzana uNdebele eMzansi. Kunjani Ndebele?
Siyaphila njani baba?
Hayi siyaphila. Kunjani khona ngapha?
Hayi makhazanyana nje.
Yeah, ungapi kwakhona useJoburg?
NgiseJoburg eAlexander.
Hayi kuyabongeka baba. Usungenile kuhlelo ungasiphathisa.
Awu bengithi mina ngabe uhulumende weZimbabwe ngabe ulalela abantu. Siyabe sihlupheka njengamanye amazwe wonke aseAfrika elizwe emhlaba wonke. Sinama parastatals akhona. Ama parastatals lawo ngabe kufundiswa abantwana abathi bephuma ezikolweni bayengena emakolejini bafundele imisebenzi, mabephuma lapho bathola imisebenzi basebenze. Kodwa manje uthole ukuthi kungeniswana emsebenzini ngobungane o ngomtakamama o manamayi khona izinto zena izo zenza ukuthi singayi phambili, uyayibo.
Ngaphandle kwakho noko okokungenisana ngobuhlobo lokwazana imisebenzi, ama-parastatals okhuluma ngawo phela Ndebele lawo kulezi nsuku afile njengamankampani wonke, akula mali.
Afile, kanti uhulumende imali uyisa kuphi kanti amakhampani asifa wonke?
Yeah, asazi konapho Ndebele, kodwa yebo afile, ukhangelo NRZ, ukhangelo Zino, ukhangele wonke nje amankampani, angiboni labo zesa, angiboni inkampani kahulumende enza kuhle.
Yeah, ngabe uhulumende uyavumela ukuthi umbuso awuye ezabelweni? Ezabelweni ngabe emathebelelendi siyabe sivusa imisebenzi yethu sizisebenzele. Amanye wonke nje amaprovinsi akhona babevusa imisebenzi yabo bazisebenzele. Yabona ukuthi ma kungabe kuthiwa i-devolution iyabuya ebantwini, angiboni ukuthi ukhona omunye umuntu ongabe esahluphana lomunye umuntu eharale okobulawayo o emtare korupu kwendawo ngoba siyabe sisebenzelani izabelo zethu.
Aha, hayi uyibeka kuhle babuNdebele, siyabonga ungena kuhlelo ba.
Hayi siyabonga mkhulu.
Ne bo siyabonga ngumnumzana uNdebele ekhuluma eSemzansi kwele South Africa. Now we are coming to you, Mkoma Gondo. Before we took Ndebele, you raised a very fundamental issue, and that's the issue of respecting human rights in Zimbabwe. The World Bank and the IMF have said over and over again that respecting human rights in Zimbabwe is one of the issues that they want to see, you know, being observed or rather fulfilled among, of course, you know, among other issues like settling the areas that we have to these institutions. But what we have seen and what we continue to see happening in Zimbabwe to those protests, especially coming from the police, is something quite different from what these two organizations are demanding.
That's very true. I'm quite happy that even the deliberations here in Washington, there is also an addition to, apart from the conditionalities that they've been put by these two Bretton Woods institutions, there's also addition of equality, also more in climate change and the issue of human rights. And last 2 weeks, just a reference, we were launching an interim poverty reduction strategy. I was one of the participants, which was launched by Minister of Finance. And one of the things that they highlighted, they are saying, one of the things that they are going to foster is the issue of rule of law. Whether they are saying it just to please the IMF and the World Bank, but let's come back to the situation on the ground. Situation on the ground right now, we've got the bans that are taking place. The police are banning demonstrations that are succinctly enshrined in the national document, which is the legal document, the national constitution. For the people that wants to participate in demonstrations peacefully, there have been a lot of threats going on. There have been harassment of vendors. So those things, they are not conducive for a particular country that want to, that is serious about investment and lower international capital. So we are seeing a situation whereby there is lack of a political will by our government. I'm not sure whether the government it's still qualified to. I'm coming from Zimbabwe to become a government because there's a lot of factionalism. The Chinamasa side seems to be focused more on rebooting the economy, but after launching those policies, you find another cabinet saying we didn't approve this and moving towards this. So that's also a question maybe that we cannot discuss here. But the issue of human rights, it's an international standard that is enshrined not only in the Zimbabwean constitution. It's also enshrined in the African Youth Charter, including the UN Charter. So this has to be respected for us to have adequate development effectiveness. We need to respect human rights. Police should stop to harass people. They should lift those bans. They should respect what is written as laws.
Indeed, well said, Mr. Meshack Gondo. You have the last word there. Indeed, the issue of human rights is a troubling issue in Zimbabwe. Police brutality should end. It should end. I repeat that. I mean, there is no two way about it. It's not an allegation. We have seen time over and over again police descending on protesters with astonishing brutality, and that needs to end. We need to rebuild our country, and that brings us to the end of our show, The Connection. Would like to thank our guests tonight, Tondera Idombo of the University of Zimbabwe, a graduate, Sungano Chisina of the Youth Council of Zimbabwe, and of course our in-studio guest, Meshack Gondo. My name is Ntungamili Nkomo.
My name is Chioniso Johnny.
Let's get connected again on Tuesday. Good night, Zimbabwe.